This article is brought to you by the best-selling books Eat Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Tension suppression versus tension resolution. Which approach actually works? The difference that determines whether conflict heals or festers. In short, tension suppression and tension resolution are not the same skill, and confusing them is one of the most common reasons workplace conflict quietly destroys teams, suppression postpones or conceals conflict. Resolution addresses what is actually causing it. Both have a place, but only one produces lasting repair. Knowing which to use, and when, is the core of effective tension management. Definition: tension management approach refers to the deliberate method you use when workplace conflict or friction arises. Tension suppression delays or conceals the problem to maintain short-term calm. Tension resolution identifies and addresses the root cause to produce lasting repair. I watched a project manager destroy her team's trust over 8 months without raising her voice once. She was brilliant at keeping things calm. Every time friction surfaced between team members, she smoothed it over. She redirected conversations, kept meetings brisk, and quietly absorbed complaints from both sides. On the surface, the team looked fine. Underneath, the tension management approach she was using had become a pressure cooker. By the time she called me in, 3 of her best people had requested transfers. The conflicts she had suppressed were still there. They had just grown roots. The confusion between suppression and resolution is everywhere in workplace communication, and it costs teams dearly. This article will help you understand what each approach actually involves, where each one belongs, and how to recognize when you have reached for the wrong tool. What tension suppression actually looks like. Suppression is not weakness. Let me be clear about that from the start. In its proper form, suppression is a deliberate choice to delay engagement with a conflict until the conditions for a productive conversation exist. A suppression response might look like this: two colleagues clash sharply in a team meeting. The manager steps in, redirects the group to their gender, and schedules a separate conversation for later that day. That is suppression used well. It removes the conflict from a setting where it cannot be resolved, and it creates space for both parties to settle. The trouble begins when later never arrives. Suppression becomes avoidance when it is used not to delay resolution, but to replace it. You can recognize this pattern by what follows. The same tension resurfaces in different forms. People become cautious about speaking freely, and the manager spends increasing energy managing symptoms rather than causes. When tension suppression is your only strategy, you are not managing conflict. You are postponing it while it compounds. What tension resolution requires. Resolution is the harder path. It requires you to name what is actually happening, to hold space for discomfort, and to work toward an outcome that both parties can genuinely accept. It does not mean everyone ends up happy. It means that underlying friction has been addressed clearly enough that the team can move forward without dragging the same issue into every future interaction. A resolution conversation has 3 recognizable qualities. First, it names the specific issue directly rather than dancing around it. Second, it gives both sides a genuine opportunity to be heard, not just to speak. Third, it produces a clear shared understanding what happened, what changes, what each person commits to going forward. Without all 3, what you have is a conversation, not a resolution. Starting a difficult conversation well is one of the most underrated skills in tension management. Many resolution attempts fail not because the intent is wrong, but because the opening sets the wrong tone and the other person goes defensive before you have even reached the real issue. Suppression versus resolution. A direct comparison. Dimension: tension suppression, tension resolution. Primary goal: preserve short-term calm, address the root cause. Time horizon: immediate, medium to long-term. Emotional requirement: restraint and patience, courage and directness. Risk: if overused, accumulated resentment, eroded trust, premature confrontation, damaged relationships. Best applied when emotions are too raw, timing is wrong, both parties are ready, stakes are significant. Effect on team trust: neutral to negative, overtime positive when handled well. Skill required: emotional regulation, redirection, structured conversation, active listening. The table gives you the skeleton. Here is where the real difference lies. Suppression protects the room in the moment. It is the skill of a good host who prevents an argument from ruining dinner. Resolution protects the relationship over time. It is the skill of a good friend who says what needs to be said the next morning, clearly and with care. Both take real skill. But they serve completely different purposes, and using one when you need the other is where teams quietly fall apart. The other contrast worth sitting with is the emotional requirement. Suppression calls for restraint, the discipline to not respond to every spark. Resolution calls for courage, the willingness to say something that might not land well, in service of something that genuinely needs clearing. Many people are naturally better at one than the other. A tendency towards suppression can look like patience from the outside. A tendency towards resolution can look like confrontation. Neither label is accurate on its own. The genuine overlap. Here is the truth of it: suppression and resolution are not opposites. They are sequential. The strongest tension management approach often begins with suppression, a deliberate pause to let heat subside, followed by a structured move into resolution once both parties can think clearly. The grey area is timing. A skilled manager reads the room and knows when to press forward and when to step back. That judgment is not always obvious in the moment, and getting it wrong in either direction carries a cost. Press into resolution before people are ready, and you will get defensiveness, not dialogue. Suppress beyond the window of usefulness, and you will find the conflict has calcified. Think of it like this: suppression is the tourniquet. Resolution is the surgery. One buys time, the other fixes the wound. You need the first to make the second possible. But nobody recovers by keeping the tourniquet on permanently. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Eight Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where each approach belongs. Suppression is appropriate when emotions are too raw for a productive conversation. If someone is visibly flooded, a resolution attempt in that moment will produce heat, not clarity. The conflict is genuinely minor and will resolve itself without intervention. Not every friction point needs a formal conversation. The setting is wrong. A public disagreement in a full team meeting is rarely the place to resolve interpersonal tension. You need time to prepare. If you do not yet understand the root cause clearly enough to address it well, suppression buys you the space to think. Resolution is appropriate when the same tension has surfaced more than once. Repetition is your clearest signal that suppression has reached its limit. The friction is affecting team output or collaboration. When tension starts blocking work, it has become a business problem, not just an interpersonal one. Trust is visibly eroding between people who need to work closely together. Someone has directly asked to address an issue. Suppressing a request for resolution is a different kind of failure. Delivering feedback that actually lands is one of the tools that makes resolution conversations work. Getting the feedback right, specific, direct, and focused on the behavior rather than the person often determines whether a resolution attempt repairs the relationship or deepens the damage. Three ways people confuse the two. The mistake: treating suppression as professionalism. Why it happens. In many workplace cultures, calm is rewarded and conflict is treated as unprofessional. Managers who never raise their voice get praised, even when the silence is covering serious unresolved friction. What to do instead? Ask yourself whether the calm you are maintaining is genuine resolution or suppressed tension wearing a professional face. The answer usually shows up in whether the same issues keep returning. The mistake: calling a venting session a resolution. Why it happens. Giving people space to express frustration feels like resolution. It is not. Without a clear outcome and a shared understanding of what changes, a conversation is just release, not repair. What to do instead? End every resolution conversation with an explicit agreement. What happened? What changes? What each person commits to? If you cannot name those three things, the work is not done. The DEAL method for resolving team conflict gives you a practical framework for getting to that outcome reliably. The mistake: jumping to resolution before people are ready. Why it happens. Managers who are skilled at resolution sometimes push into difficult conversations too quickly. They are comfortable with directness, so they underestimate how unready the other person may be. What to do instead? A brief suppression phase, even just a few hours, can be the difference between a conversation that clears something and one that makes it worse. Check for redness before you open the door. The patterns that tell you something is wrong. You can learn a great deal about a team's tension management culture by paying attention to a few specific signals. If people go quiet in meetings rather than disagreeing openly, suppression has become the team norm. If the same conflict keeps resurfacing under different names, resolution is not actually happening. If feedback feels dangerous to give, the conditions for genuine resolution do not yet exist. Effective feedback is foundational to a healthy team culture. Without it, tension accumulates in the silence between what people think and what they say. The two build on each other. Teams that give feedback well tend to resolve tension well. Teams that avoid feedback tend to suppress conflict until it becomes unmanageable. Making sure every voice gets heard is also part of this picture. Dominant voices in a team often suppress the concerns of quieter members without anyone intending it. Managing both dominant voices deliberately is a practical step toward creating the psychological safety that genuine resolution requires. Even the structure of your meetings sends a signal. Running meetings that do not waste time reduces the ambient frustration that often fuels interpersonal tension. When people feel their time and contributions are respected, there is less friction to manage in the first place. Making the call, a practitioner's guide. After decades of working through conflict with teams and individuals, I can tell you that the decision between suppression and resolution really comes down to a formula. It comes down to two honest questions. First, has this issue had a fair chance to resolve itself, or have I been waiting and hoping? If you have been waiting more than a week and the tension is still present, suppression has done its job and resolution is overdue. Second, are both people capable of a productive conversation right now, or would engaging today make things worse? If the answer to the second question is no, use suppression deliberately and schedule the resolution conversation with a specific time and place. A suppression choice without a resolution commitment is not tension management. It is avoidance with good intentions. The distinction matters because teams take their cue from how leaders handle friction. A manager who suppresses tension consistently trains the team to do the same. A manager who models clear, respectful resolution, even when it is uncomfortable, builds a team that can handle its own conflict without waiting for permission. Frequently asked questions. What is a tension management approach in the workplace? A tension management approach is the method you choose when interpersonal or team conflict arises. Tension suppression delays or conceals the conflict. Tension resolution addresses its root cause directly. Choosing the right approach determines whether friction heals or silently worsens over time. How does tension suppression differ from tension resolution? Tension suppression avoids or postpones a conflict, often to preserve short-term calm. Tension resolution engages the conflict directly, working toward a genuine fix. Suppression can be appropriate briefly. Resolution is what creates lasting change and restores trust between people. When should you use tension suppression instead of resolution? Tension suppression is appropriate when emotions are too raw for a productive conversation, when a conflict is genuinely trivial and will pass on its own, or when timing makes resolution impossible in that moment. It is a pause, not a permanent strategy. How do you know when tension suppression has gone too far? When the same issue keeps surfacing in different forms, when team members stop contributing freely, or when small disagreements trigger disproportionate reactions, suppression has crossed into avoidance. At that point, the tension has accumulated enough pressure that resolution can no longer wait. What makes tension resolution work in a workplace setting? Tension resolution works when both parties feel safe enough to speak honestly, when the conversation focuses on the specific issue rather than character, and when a clear outcome is agreed. Without psychological safety and a structured approach, resolution attempts often collapse into repeated argument. Can tension suppression and tension resolution be used together? Yes, a skilled tension management approach often begins with brief suppression, creating space for emotions to settle before moving into resolution. The key is treating suppression as temporary. Suppression followed by deliberate resolution is a sequence. Suppression used indefinitely as a substitute for resolution is avoidance. Suppression and resolution are not competing philosophies. They are two tools in the same kit, each built for a different moment. The skill lies in knowing which moment you are actually in. A consistent tension management approach treats suppression as a bridge, never a destination, and commits to resolution before the silence becomes the norm. That commitment, made early and kept consistently, is what separates teams that grow through conflict from teams that are quietly undone by it. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.